wanted to do in the one day Sugya Mitzvah Hashem. Next week we're going to get back strong to Kiddushin. We have a lot to cover in the last few days of Shir that we have Mamish left for the semester. But I wanted to do a Sugya that I'm sure all of you are involved with, a very Halacha L'Maaseh Sugya. We could talk about practicalities and all the different situations that are coming up L'Maaseh now in terms of the practical groceries and stores after the Shir. But I want to just develop a little bit of the background to the sugya and the understanding of the sugya and the lumdus of the sugya and the machshava, obviously, of the sugya. So as the title is called, Pesach is longer than you think, Chametz Shalvava Pesach, there is a concept of Chametz after Pesach as well. In source number base, the Gemara says as follows. Chametz Shal Nachri Shalvar Lava Pesach Mutar Ba'ana. A goyish chametz that went through chametz is mutar ba'ana. It's also mutar ba'achila. Shal Yisrael aser ba'ana, but if it was a shal Yisrael and it wasn't dealt with properly, then it's aser ba'ana. Why? Shenemar lo yorala chal chametz. You shouldn't have any ownership of any chametz on Pesach. So the Gemara says, "Mani man snisin." Who is the author of this statement of the Mishnah? Lo Rav Yehuda, v'lo Rav Shimon, v'lo Rav Yosef Aglili. It's not one of the three Tanoim that we are aware of. Can you?
Yes.
It's not Rav Yehuda, it's not Rav Shimon, and it's not Rav Yosef Aglili. Mayhi, disanya chametz bein. The Brisa says as follows: chametz bein lefnei zmano bein la'achar zmano over a lav b'lav. The Gemara starts off stating that chametz before zman, which means before Pesach. At Erev Pesach, which means after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. La'achar Zmano means after Pesach, Chometz Shalva Pesach. You violate a lav if you own that Chometz afterwards. Toch Zmano over a lav b'lav b'karis. So what's unique about Pesach according to that Tana that holds? You violate by your owning Chometz both before and afterwards, after Chatzos on Erev Pesach and post Pesach as well. The difference is that on Chometz you also violate a what? In Isser Karis. Div Rebbe Yehuda. Who's that the opinion of? That's the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Rebbe Shimon is of the opinion, Chometz lefnei zmano, ulachar zmano, eno over a below klum. Rebbe Shimon is of the opinion that what? When is the Isser Chometz relevant for? On Chesach. Both before Chometz, Pesach, even after Chatzos, after they shech the Karban Pesach, and after Pesach, Chometz is not relevant. Interesting. Toich zmano over a lav b'karis u'b'lav. During Pesach, you violate a lav, a lo yisase, and karis. U'mishosha aser ba'achila aser ba'ana. Aser l'tanakama. So, and then the Gemara says that, and whenever it's aser ba'achila, you're not supposed to get benefit about. We're not going to delve into what that means. It's for another time. Riosu al glili amar tama al atzma heya chametz aser ba'ana kol shiva. The third opinion in the Bar Gemara is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion? Rabbi Yossi Aglili is a fascinating opinion, Rabbi Yossi. But we don't pass him like him. But says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Chametz on Pesach is mutter to be sold. It's mutter b'ana. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's person. Even on Pesach. Unbelievable. So let's go to the next Gemara. The Gemara on Chav Chesem is going on Chav Tesem and Aleph. Mani Masnis. So again, the Gemara is trying to figure out who is the author of a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda. Chametz stomach kamar, afilu dinachri, if it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so every chametz is aser after Pesach. Vi Rabbi Shimon di Yisrael nami mishra kashari, and if it's according to Rabbi Shimon, so why the Mishnah say what? That chametz shal nachri is mutter achar Pesach. What's the problem? According to Rabbi Shimon, even chametz shal hu is mutter achar Pesach. Even chametz shal Yisrael. So it can't be Rabbi Shimon either. Vi Rabbi Yosef Aglia, and if you want to tell me it's a third option. It's the author what? Rabbi Yosef Aglili? It can't be Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Ethan. Why? Afilu. Toich zamanu mishra shari. Kashari ba'ana. Then the Mishnah shouldn't say that chametz shal nachri is mutter achar Pesach. That sounds like the wrong conclusion. Why does it sound like the wrong conclusion? Because you may say the bigger chiddush. The bigger chiddush that what, Eli? That what? That even on Pesach, it's mutter ba'ana according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So it can't be Rabbi Shimon, can't be Rabbi Yehuda, can't be Rabbi Yosef Aglili. We have a Mishnah, Delay Kaman. We have a Mishnah that can't go according to anyone. Shine. So I want to, the Gemara gives a few answers to this question. I want to focus on the final answer in the bold face of the Gemara. Rava Amar, Zakt Rava, Chiddush Nifla Ad Moed. La Oilam Rabbi Shimon. It is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Knossa Konis, Hova Over Allah Babal Yerah Bal Yemotze. What does that mean, Rabbi Isai? Means what?
They're really only on Pesach.
Really only on Pesach. Is it really bona fide Usser? And is there an Isser Midaraisa? Came along Chazal and they said, we make a Knas. A Knas Midrabanan. Since you violated Bal Yerah Bal Yemotze and you didn't take care of your chametz properly on Pesach, you didn't sell your chametz, you didn't take care of the Isser Bal Yerah Bal Yemotze. So therefore what? We give you a fine. Midaraisa, that's not true. Midrabanan, we asser it. So therefore now what? I can read the Mishnah like a charm. So now for the Mishnah wants to say which chametz is actually practically permissible after Pesach. Only chametz shel who? Only chametz shel who?
Nachri.
Because shel Yisrael was asur midrabanan. They made a knas. It's true, Rabbi Shimon agrees, midaraisa, there is no iser, and every shiloh that will come up according to Rava's opinion, according to Rabbi Shimon. Depending if we pass like Rabbi Shimon, I'm telling you now, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisai. So therefore, if we pass like Rabbi Shimon, every shiloh that comes now is a what type of nature shiloh? Is it d'oraisa or d'rabanan? It was only a d'rabanan shiloh. And that will have tremendous ramifications, legabe, big hefsid mamuns and big shilohs and big sveikas that come up. However, at the end of the day, even according to Rabbi Shimon, a chametz shel Yisrael that wasn't dealt with appropriately and that wasn't taken care of, they did make a knas, and it is aser midrabanan. Very good.
Knas, when something is a knas or something, does that mean it's a
chefs l'shel iser? Oh, beautiful. So let's go a little bit further and see where Merus is coming from. Let's try to understand the nature of this knas. I agree 100%. Sounds like it's not a knas. It sounds like it's not a chefs l'shel iser. It sounds like it's a made up issue midrabanan that Chazal made, but technically this is. Innately, it is, and in terms of analyzing the object, it seems like it's a permissible object, but that is going to be something that's going to be the chakira that we're going to discuss in the rest of this year. Comes along the Rambam and discusses the following shot. Rabbi Isai, Mir Tzah Hashem, you're all going to get married, and as the time winds down, you're going to be graduating from this year, and I hope we'll still keep in touch and we'll be talking with each other and we'll be seeing each other, but not on a day-to-day basis, and we're not going to be always able to discuss everything when things come up, and there are going to be issues that come up, and you're going to be in a time that you're going to be facilitating and cooking in the kitchen with your wife before Pesach. And there's going to be a situation that some chametz happen to have fell in to your mixture before Pesach, or let's say on Pesach. Let's talk about on Pesach. You were cooking Chol Moed, you were cooking, or even Yontif, and some chametz happened to have got fallen in. I've dealt with the shayla a lot of times. You know, you matzah meal, you think it's kosher piece of matzah meal, you forgot to check, and it doesn't say at the bottom. You just assumed it was in the aisle, it was in the same thing. Turns out that it was not kosher piece. So if you would call me the rest of the year, and you would ask me the shayla, and it was only a drop, it only a little bit, a minuscule amount of that ingredient falling into the mixture, falling into the taruvis. So I would tell you what, the first question I want to know is what? How much of the permissible item is parallel to the amount that fell out of the bottle? And therefore, what number would I be looking for, Abosai?
60.
Shishim, 60 times. If there is 60 times heter against the Isser, so then, Baruch Hashem, it wasn't done intentionally, and therefore, it would be something that's permissible to be eaten. It's called batel b'shishim. Ad kedei kach, the Pesachei Tshuva says, according to one daya, if a person is machmir on the shiloh of batel b'shishim, it's a shiloh of being a kaifer. Because you're not believing in the chachamim, you're not believing in the fact that batel b'shishim is something that's mutter. It's 2 days in the Pesachei Tshuva. Good. However, comes along Chazal and the Gemara and Psachim, and they say there's an exception to that rule. When is the exception to that rule? Chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is not batel b'shishim. No, not here. We're not doing kedushim. Chametz is not here on Pesach. Chametz is not aser batel b'shishim. Batel b'shishim. It's still beis manim for the yeshiva guys. Chametz is not batel b'shishim. Chametz is, I'm really warning you because I'm going to continue going throughout this year. Chametz is not batel b'shishim. Chametz is what, Rabbi Isai? What's the nusach of Chazal? Aser b'mashu. Whoa, Mervis, you already taking sides in Machlokes Rishonim. You don't want to do that. I know you wanted to because it's the Rambam. Good. Zokt Chazal Chometz Doser Mashu. So what I want to know before I open Mervis' mouth is I want to know why Hilchos Kashrus changed. All the rest of the year, the rabbi's called up and the rabbi's asking the following question. Non-kosher fell into the kosher food. So what was the ratio? Is it 1 in 60 or not? Good, very good. That's Hilchos Kashrus. That's what you got to know. Suddenly you make the Rebbetzin, you make the woman crazy, the Shugana, bottle, it's Aser B'mashu? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? Where did Chazal get that from?
It's a Kashrus question.
Oh, why? It's a
question.
It is it? It sure is Kashrus. This week,
Mashu kosher is
the same thing. Itself is inherently.
So Rabbi Yisai, the Rambam was bothered by this question. Mechatesi, where do we get this from that suddenly on Pesach we should be so machmir? So says the Rambam in Perek Tesvav Halacha Tes. Chametz, someone give him an English translation because he didn't have time to translate it during Seder. Chametz v'Pesach afal pi shu mi Yisuri Torah eno bechlolos elu. Chametz on Pesach, even though it's from the Isser Torah, what does it mean? What's the Ram saying? Ram is not in Hilchos Pesach over here. Where's the Ram over here? Hilchos Macholos Asuras. That's the Ram is Isser Veheter. It's Macholos Asuras. Macholos Asuras is dealing with what? All Hilchos Kashrus. So when the Ramam says, the Ram is introducing, in general, Hilchos Kashrus is what? Is Batal V'Shishim. But Chametz is not Bechlal Kolos Elu. Chametz has its own rules. Chametz plays by its own waves. But pisha'ena taroves asur lo'olam shari la'achar ha'pesach tia kol ha'taroves mutares k'moy shebi'arnu l'fichach oser b'choshu b'imamino b'im shalei b'imino. Says the Rambam, I'll tell you the reason why chametz is oser b'mashu. It's got nothing to do with Pesach. It's got nothing to do with chametz. This is a rule that any of you guys who go to smicha, you're going to have to learn this in Hilchos Isser V'Heter, in Hilchos Taroves. It's true. When you call the rabbi up and you tell the rabbi that I put some milk inside my meatballs and it's batel b'shishim and the rabbi says it's mutter, that's 100% correct. Yet there's a limitation to that rule. What's the limitation to that rule? There's certain isurim that even if it's batel b'shishim, it's still going to be usur. What's one example of that rule? A davar sheyesh lamatir. Something that has a foreseeable permissibility. Something that in the upcoming few hours or days, it's going to be permitted. What's the logic of saying that such an object shouldn't lend itself to bittul? Because you could wait, or inherently it's not so different than the mutter item that's going against it. Maybe bittul needs. What's the word? Clash. You gotta remember the nusach. Clash. Good. Excellent, Mickey. Good. Maybe Bittul needs two opposite, opposing entities that are fighting against each other, and that's the way one is mevatel the other. But if it's what? If it's all permissible items, even in its usher status, it's a foreseeable future. There's no clash. There's no fight. There's no overcoming. There's no sucker punch. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no. Let's say the Gemara talks about, when the Gemara introduces this klal of Dovashi Matir, Gemara talks about Muktzah. Muktzah after Shabbos is going to be Mutter. Why should you say it's Batal Barov? Why should you say it's Batal B'Shishim? What's another example of a Dovashi Matir that's sitting in front of your face, Ellie? What else is Dovashi Matir? What?
Matzah.
Comments.
What would be an example of Muktzah being Batal B'Shishim or Batal Barov?
The Gemara talks about you had wood that wasn't Muktzah that was set aside before Yontif. And then some wood fell off the tree. So now the Gemara says, I can't move it around because now I have Muktzah in there. So the Gemara says, we'll just move around and be mevatel it. So the Gemara says, but it's not batel because it's Dabrishish Lamatirim. That's the Gemara introduces it.
Is that just for kashrus?
It's not just for kashrus. For any Dabrishish Lamatirim. The Gemara is talking about for Muktzah. So the Gemara says, Bittul is Allah again today.
Oh, it's not just kashrus.
Right. It's wherever, I mean, we applied it last year, even in the world of Bezdin. Being mevatel Dayana.
So the Shaila came up for something like
Achrei Rav Lahatos is the source for Bittul, which is from Dayana.
This is the same thing, these things apply. Like Shabbos is 24 hours, it's over. Chametz is. So with the
Shaila. So says the Ramam. So this is just like Muktzah. Pesach's not forever. Chametz is going to lose its iser. Chametz is not going to be forever. And therefore, it says the Rambam, the Davar Shishlo Matir. And that's the reason Chazal made this Chumrah of Chametz Aser B'Mashu. It's no different than any other Davar Shishlo Matir. What's another Davar Shishlo Matir, Rabbi Yisrael, that's very relevant B'Zman Hazeh, in this Zman right now that we just started doing something Keneged? Who can guess what I'm talking about? Rabbi Yisrael, what did we just start counting?
Chadash.
What is the Sfira Keneged? When do we start counting the Sfira? Why do we start then? What biblically happened then that now causes you to count Sfira Sa'imra then?
Karban
Omer. Which is a Shaila B'Zman Hazeh, Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not what? Our Sfira is a mitzvah what? D'oraisa D'rabbanan. Many Rishonim say it can't be D'oraisa anymore. Why? Because we don't have the what? We don't have the Karban Omer. And Sfira is really connected to the Karban Omer. What did the Karban Omer do practically to your lives when you lived in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yisrael? You're allowed to eat the new crop. The new crop. Rabbi Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, many people hold and should, and it's a question on its own right, we should really discuss and give a whole share on that, that it's not so clear that that doesn't exist Bizman Hazeh. In Chutz La'aretz even. That we have an Isser Chadash. It's not only Kali and Zman Beis HaMikdash. So why is no one taking account when their crops are eaten? Why are you never checking the labels on when your crop is from, if it was harvested before or after? Why aren't you makbid on the Yisr Chadash, Rabbi Yisai? That's a very good question. That's something that we have to leave out, and that should bother all of you guys, that there's a Ramah that discusses possibly a Sexveka, there's a Bach, there's an Arzarua. But the question, Rabbi Yisai, I'm telling you right now, is better than the answer. And this is Mamish Minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael is a lot of, I mean, some people are Makbid on Chodesh. Svardim are very Makbid on Chodesh. They're not Matir, they don't have the Ramos Kula. But Rabbi Yisai, this is a serious issue that potentially, according to many, many poskim and according to many people's practice, is an Issa D'Oraisa, that when you buy a box of cereal, you better find out when that wheat is from. From before the Akrovas Omer, from after the Akrovas Omer, and even Bizman Hazeh, when there is no Akrovas Omer, from before the second day of Pesach or from after the second day of Pesach. So Rabbi Yisai, what is Chadash? Chadash is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That would be another example of an Isser that falls in, that has a foreseeable head. So says the Rambam, Chametz is no different than Chadash. Chametz is no different than Muksa. Chametz is no different than a fruit that falls, that was plucked on Shabbos. It's all Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And that is something that's also temporarily, but it's going to be Mutter. That's why it's also Mashu, because the Gemara says, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin Afilu Be'elef Lo Batal. Even in 1,000,000,000 times, it's not going to be nullified. I don't care whether you're at 60 or not. Comes along Isaac Merwis raising his hand right now, tell me if I'm right, and asks the Ran, and he says, Rambam, are you thick? Are you not aware of the Gemara we just learned? Comes along the Ran, look at the bold face in source number Hey, Va'oid, Karav Adavar. The cave at the chumra, the davar sheish l'matir midrabbanu. Lo machmir and kishamin ba'atzmo asa liyuter. Aval kan, says the Ran, shachomitz aser, afal pishetaruvoso mutter, efshir shehupshu midisein, shalolodunu b'chal davar sheish l'matir. Says the Ran something that I could really connect to very well. How could you call this a davar sheish l'matir? What's the problem with calling this Rabosai a davar sheish l'matir? Because we paskin like who?
Rabbi Shimon.
And what did Rabbi Shimon say in the last Gemara? That chametz is a knas. So practically, what's the answer? That chametz is not going to be mutter. So therefore, it's a davar she'ein l'matir. Aye, the Gemara says chametz is also b'mashu. So how did, that's a raya for who? Who's that a raya for Rabbi Yisrael? For the Rambam? For Rabbi Yisrael, that's not the only way to explain chametz also b'mashu. I have another way to explain chametz also b'mashu. Taisus disagrees with the Rambam. Taisus and the Rush hold that the reason why Chametz Asar B'Mashu has nothing to do with the Klalim of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir, has nothing to do with the old rules of Taruvis. You know why Chametz Asar B'Mashu? Says Taisus, Chumra de Karis. Stringency, because it has Karis. So therefore what? We Asar B'Mashu. A Pesach de Kahalacha. If that's the case, so the Ran's L'Chor are right. It's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir. This is something that's going to be usher. This is something that's going to continue the Isser forever. Right now, Pesach is over, and I still am dealing with Shilas right and left, with the groceries, with Chametz Shalvel of Pesach. Was the Chametz taken care of or not? It's Isser. So it's not a Dovish Shishon Atirim, so the Rambam's wrong. Mm-hmm. For Chalev?
Yeah.
Karis.
So, mm-hmm.
Why doesn't Taisus? Excellent. Taisus has to deal with that kasha. It's a good question. But there's no answer about Yom Rambam. You're right. You're right. You're right.
No, that was my kasha.
Also, here, there's unique. There are other unique halachas about Pesach, about Chametz. You're right. If it was Karis alone, so then you would have a good kasha about Chalev. The Mepharshim, ask your kasha. It's an excellent kasha. Here, there's also an Isser of owning it. Here, there's the fact that people are very connected to Chametz. Like, for instance, Taisus says, why is there mitzvah bedika when it comes to Chametz? We have other Isseri Karis, like Chalev, Taisus asks. Why someone do you have? So Taisus says, yeah, but lechem, bread, is something that's so... what's the word I'm looking for? So common in our diet... that we're so attached to, because it says lo badili mine. People are never separate from bread. So therefore, we have to make these added halachos. Perhaps you could suggest that's also why Tosis says this karis stands out above all the other karis. But it's excellent har. Yeah.
So this idea, the concept of Dawashi Shlamatir, I just want to understand it for a second. Like,
yeah.
So would it apply to like Shvius and to like something that Shvius? Is that a Dawashi Shlamatir? And then another
Shvius,
produce from the Shmita year, and then also the concept of.
Shvius is not.
And with truma also, like let's say, since a kabas a bas Yisrael can marry a kohen and be mutter to truma.
Right. Yeah. So that Chazal called Dovah Shish Matirim Truma. Yeah.
Even though it's not necessary.
No. One second. No. Truma is bottle. So why isn't that? Why isn't that? The Shach discusses this, the fact that you can give it to a kohen, the Shach in Hilchos Tavishish Matirin. So why isn't that? Because it's not Matirin for you.
But right. A man.
Yeah. But you're Yisrael.
But a Bas Yisrael, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying, let's say, I have no Shach to a kohen, so it's not a mutar for me.
But if it was a Bas Yisrael case, like let's say the woman's cooking.
Right.
Shumra falls in.
Right.
Since technically speaking, she could marry
a kohen. So it's not a Tavishish Matirin. Because that's not mutter in this situation. It's not a foreseeable heter.
Okay.
Let's say the shach talks about. I had the shaila in the hotel. This was asked to me in the hotel. It was a shaila of a question that was raised about glasses that potentially were not totaled before yontif, and there was chatzitzas on the glasses that they thought that it wasn't tovel. Whether or not this was the case or not, I'm not going to discuss it, and probably wasn't the case. But let's assume that was the problem. So there were certain glasses that people wanted to stay away from using because they thought that it wasn't dealt with appropriately, whether right or wrong. Let's assume that it was right. So now they got nervous because now all the glasses were mixed up and they thought that the tab was taken off and those glasses were now mixed up with other glasses. So now it's a taruvus. So now you should say it's bottle. So and the truth is that bottle when it comes to yavish v'yavish, when it comes to a non-liquid item, but the barov, it's chad betray is bottle, even just one against two, any rov is good. The problem is, what I told them is what it's a davar sheish lamatirin, because you could be tovel in the mikvah. So the shach says that a davar sheish lamatirin, let's say like meiser sheni, you have to schlep up to Yerushalayim, that it's only matirin with a tircha yisera. He quotes from the Truvas HaRashba that's not a Dover Sheish L'Matir. So Memela, it will come back that for me now to be Toivel, I can't just be Toivel. I don't know which Kalim to be Toivel. I have to be Toivel all the Kalim. So then one could argue that might not be a Dover Sheish L'Matir, amongst other Kulas. So therefore, I thought that maybe you could rely on Bittul Barov over here and it wouldn't be considered a Dover Sheish L'Matir. So you get, these are different cases that the Shach, when you learn Hilchos Dover Sheish L'Matir, you get into all these different situations. This is actually, your question about Truma comes up in the Maggid of Rav and Hilchos Shabbos also. Because let's say I cooked for someone, or I did a malacha for someone on Shabbos, right? B'shagig b'mezid, right? Your sugya. But now it's mutter l'acherim. So now do you say, since it's, now if it gets mixed up in a Taruz, do you say since it's Mutter L'Acherim, so now it's going to be bottled because it's a Dover Shresh Matirim, or do you say it's not a Dover Shresh Matirim because it's not Mutter for me, so therefore it's not a Mutter? That's what the Magen Avraham talks about.
And so with Shvius now, because now you talk about like a Yetera, Tirchi Yisera.
So what's
like,
what's a Shvius? Shvius is permissible to eat.
Produce?
Shvius is not Isser.
There's no Isser eating food on.
There's an Isser of wasting. There's a mitzvah, potentially a mitzvah.
Food, let's say food from that was grown from, let's say, you know how you.
So that's a machlek is ration or binutam. If food, if the field was worked on Pesach. And
right.
So many places where Meisher of Soloveitchik held that Lamaisi, you can eat that food. Shamor v'nevad is not Aser b'achila. However, Rabbeinu Tam happened to hold that it was Aser b'achila. So you want to know, if you paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, which some machmirim are paskin like that,
people are very careful in the shuk, like to see what, you know, where the produce was. So that's because of Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah. So if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, and then what, there's never going to be a heter on those foods. It's not the Rishon Lezion. It's awesome. Straight. So it's not the Rishon Lezion.
So the Shishim.
All right, Rabbi Yisrael. So now, so what's with Ron's kasha? It's an earth-shattering kasha. Maybe not. Maybe there's a solution for the Rambam. Maybe we could suggest the following mahalach, exactly what Mer was suggested at the beginning of this year. When Chachomim, within Rabbi Shimon's opinion, decided to create an Isser Durabbanan, nothing exists d'oraisa, I'm not as wild as Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Chometz Achar HaPesach is d'oraisa, Chometz Lepnei HaPesach is d'oraisa, and I'm for sure not as expansive as Rabbi Yosef Aglili, I'm a classic halacha. I'm going to Isser Durabbanan. What's the nature of that Isser Durabbanan? Your Rabbi say, I'm in the business in Fairlawn of looking out for houses. So shtickle in the real estate field. I don't make any money from it, but that like Lemaisa, that's how you have to build a community. You have to be on top of the housing. So there's two ways that a person can approach and buy and build a house. You can buy a knockdown, push it like a cape or something that like is not good for me, and I'm going to knock this thing down and I'm going to build it. Yesh mei. I'm gonna revamp a knockdown. I have the property. I got a good deal on a property, and now I mamish build a structure yesh me'ayin. Or what? What's the more classic mahalach? Most of us that are not in the investment banking world that can't do the knockdown and just build yesh me'ayin, unless you know Ethan and Ethan will help you out later in life. So lemaisa, rabbeisai, what do? You just extend the existing structure. You deal with the structure. Yesh me yesh. You got hopefully a lot more yesh, but you know, it's got to stem from yesh me yesh. So Rabbi Sai, that chakira is exactly the chakira that you have to analyze when it comes to Yisurim Durabon. Chazal came in the world of Rabbi Shimon, and Chazal said, we are now making a knas. Chometz on Pesach that was not dealt with properly, was not sold to a guy, we are now going to aser that chometz. Not only b'Yisra Achila, but even b'Yisra Anoa. You can't even sell that chometz. Can't even give it as a present to a guy. Get rid of it. What's the nature of that Isra Durabon? Is it a yesh me'ayin? Is it a knockdown? Is it mamish building, restructuring a brand new structure? And I'm creating a brand new Isser that doesn't have any correlation, any connection from something that existed on Pesach? Or no? The rabbis were not so innovative. The rabbis were not so creative. The rabbis were not so wealthy to build a brand new structure. But rather, the rabbis took an existing structure, took an Isser of owning chametz on Pesach called Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, which is a lois asei in the Torah, and what? They extended that Isser on a rabbinic level. They said, we're not going to press pause, we're not going to press stop, even though the Torah presses stop and presses pause, we're going to press play, and we're going to continue on a level drabbanon, we're going to grab that thing and extract it into the days after Pesach. Im kein raboisai, yesh lodun, maybe that's the answer to the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam held fundamentally, a davar sheyesh lamatirim is something that inherently, it's not only about the practicality of whether it's mutter or aser. That iser which existed on this item, and that chesed the isura, That Isser is what? Is gone. It doesn't exist. There's no way to continue that Isser. The Rabbeinu Shalom made a Chavta the Yisura on 7 days of Pesach. Zehu. Came along Chazal and they said, you know what? I know these Jews. This is not going to work in the Jewish world. I need to raise awareness of the concept of Chametz on Pesach. You know the way I raise awareness, Weschler, of the concept of Chametz on Pesach? It's by creating a brand new takana that Chametz is something that's going to be prohibited even after Pesach. Not because inherently there's something problematic, midiraisa, that exists even and is extended after Pesach, but I am now innovating a new concept called raise awareness. Chametz has to be dealt with. Make sure you sell your chametz, because if not, the rabbis now created a din that chametz will be prohibited absolutely. So therefore the Rambam says, the Isser that existed fundamentally is a davar sheish lamatir. There's a stop button on that Isser d'oraisa. That Isser no longer exists. And therefore, perhaps, one could suggest that that's why he called it a davar sheish lamatirim, even though the Rambam was aware that there was an Isser practically of chametz after Pesach. Because that's the rabbis picking up their own Isser and creating a brand new knas and not extending the Isser that exists on Yontif. Now, this assumption, Rabbi is making a big assumption. It's understanding the concept of Davar Sheish Lamatirim not from a practical perspective, because if it's a practical perspective, so practically it's Usser. Who cares what the reason and the rationale is? It's understanding Davar Sheish Lamatirim from a more lumdish perspective, from a more fundamental perspective, understanding that we have to analyze the nature of each prohibition, how they exist, and how they're extrapolated, and when they're paused, and when they cease to exist. And it could be the Ran, who Rabosai, Mickey just said before, is the biggest proponent of the fundamental approach within Davar Sheish Lamatirim, of understanding the nature of an Isser, whether it's Mutter, whether it's Usser. Why was the Ran the Bar Plukta of the Rambam over here? Why couldn't the Ran himself envision the fact that this is a Davar Sheish Lamatirim like the Rambam argued, and he attacks the Rambam and says, this is not a Davar Sheish Lamatirim, it ends. So if you want to say the Ran had a practical approach to Davar Sheish Lamatirim, that would be a very simple answer. But Mickey just told us the Ran in Nedarim is the biggest proponent of a non-practical approach. The Ran in Nedarim is the one that says that the nature of Bittul is based on clash. And if there's similarities between the Isser and the Heter, if there are certain properties of the Isser that actually lend itself to the Mutter world, so you don't find a fight, and it doesn't lend itself to Bittul, so you see the Ran understands Bittul and Davar Sheish Lamatirim from a fundamental perspective. So why didn't the Ran understand the way the Rambam approached this sugya to understand fundamentally Chametz She'avar Lav HaPesach is a brand new Isser, and the Isser D'Oraisa stopped and ceased to exist? You want to know why? I'm suggesting because the Ran understood the nature of Chametz She'avar Lav HaPesach to be what? An extension on a house. To be something that was not so creative. To take a pre-existing Isser Bal Yirah by Yimotze, and Chazal said, let's continue the motions on that Isser. Let's press play and continue this recording on that Isser, and the nature of Chametz continues to exist, emanating from a D'Oraisa principle on the Yontif of Pesach. That's why the Ran did not take the approach of the Rambam and understood that it was in Davar Sheish Lamatirim. Because even on a fundamental level, this is Ein Lo Matirim, because the rabbis extended the Isser D'Rabbanan of existing prior to Pesach. But Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to prove to you, or at least attempt to prove to you, that this was the Machlekes, the Ran, and the Rambam. Hear me out over here. One second, give me a second. Because I just want to get the proof, and I'm going to come back to it. Give me a second. I know, but I just want a little momentum over here. I'm going to get to you in 2 minutes. Comes along the Rambam. In source number Zion, let's skip number above, we're going to get back to the Ram. Comes along the Ram and says, what happens in the following scenario? You have a guy who was doing business in Singapore. He was not available to take care of his chametz. On all the announcements after Shacharis, the rabbi is available to sell the chametz. Please approach the rabbi at the following times. walked in, bekoshi got a shower before Yontif, totally unable to take care of his chametz. What's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? What's the halacha? Chametz shalo pesach. All of his chametz, I'm sorry, is now going to be prohibited after Yontif. Why? This guy wasn't bemazed. This guy didn't do it intentionally. It was shaygig, it was einus. Does the knas exist even if the guy totally didn't realize he wasn't... Let's say he wasn't even there. Let's say he was stuck in prison. Totally was out of his control. He wasn't able to take care of this. Did Chazal introduce the knas in such a format or not? Comes along the Rambam and says something startling. Chomet shalom v'pesach aser ba'no la'olam. V'dover zeh knas u'midiv risay from its rabbinic. Shalvar ala v'ario maratzei. So if you would stop right there, Rabbi Yisai, forget that the Rambam. Rabbi Yisai, what's the language of the Gemara? Go back to the Gemara. Source number Gimel. Amr la'olam Rabbi Shimini. Rabbi Shimon knasa kekainas. Why? Hoyo? What's the Gemara?
Over the value of
so what's the Gemara?
It's an extension.
It sounded like it's an extension.
Well, what does the Gemara say? I don't want to talk lumdish right now. I want to talk. I want to know. Does the Gemara, does the Isser exist when it was ba'inus? When it was out of your control? What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah? What would you say?
Over is over.
Hol v'over l'babal yirabai matzi. Do I get punished for such an avir? I was honest. Honest Rahman Apatri. I have an exemption. I would have said against all of you guys. I would have said from the language of the Gemara, I would have said, you weren't over an Isser. It was out of your control. You were in prison. You were not over by your Rabbi Matzeh. Chazal don't give you a penalty when you didn't do anything wrong, when it was out of your control. Yet Rabbi Yisai, that's what the Gemara sounds like, right? What does the Rambam say? Let's read the Rambam. Vafilu inicha bishkaga ibeinis. Rabbi, it wasn't my fault. You guys realize how, you guys don't even realize, you can't appreciate this, how much money is up at stake based on this Rambam. I don't think you realize. Millions upon millions of dollars is totally in this Rambam. Millions. We're talking schnapps. We're talking like companies.
Maybe that can make a
groceries. Hefsid meruba she'en kamoyu. Zok the Rambam, get out of my face. Shoygeik. Oynis, kedesh lo yaniach adam chomit pershusu bepesach kedesh yehena bo achar pesach. I still slap on that knas. You lost money, Ethan? Ethan, go back to work. Sorry, nothing I could do for you. Sorry. Shoygiger oynis. Zok the kesef mishnah. Says if you look carefully in the Ran. Aval midivri aran mashmashim loy over alav loy midirais of loy midirabon and going jechachu v'akar pesach matzu. What happens to this guy? Sorry, Rabbi, I was totally out of. You don't even know what I was involved with. I was freeing people from captivity in Honolulu, and then they were stuck in Cuba. And you don't understand. I'm the president of this organization, and I was mamish mitzvah. Zakteran shkoyach. Of course, we're not going to ask your chametz. You were shaygig, you were honest, you were Isaac the mitzvah, whatever it is. I'm not going to introduce a chacham, a gzera chazal. Where's the kesef mishnah to get that from? Source number vav, that's the language of the Ran on the Gemara. And frankly, Rabbi Yisai, I think that's the pusher pshan on the Gemara. I think the Ran is a big chiddush over here. Rabbi Yisai, millions and millions of dollars up for grabs based on this machlokes, the Ran and the Rambam. What's machlokes based on? I've heard of these two rishonim before. The Ran and the Rambam. The Ran and the Rambam. Well, I'd like to suggest the following. If you understand that the nature of the Knas Chachomim, of the Isser Drabonon, is a function of what? Of an Isser D'Oraisa, of a violation of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, and we're just extending that Avera, that Isser, so what? It should all depend on whether or not you transgressed the Isser. So if you were Shoygig or you were Oymus on the Avera D'Oraisa, I'm not going to continue pressing play and I'm not going to introduce this Isser D'Rabbanan. That's an extension of that Isser D'Oraisa. And who is the proponent of that Mahalach in the Isser D'Rabbanan? Is Rabbi who?
Ran.
Rabbi Ran. So Rabbi Ran, I'd like to suggest, is Lishitoso. The Ran who understood the nature of Chomet Shalom HaPesach to be an extension of that Isser,
therefore stop the puck and stop the Isser, the Rabbanon, when it came to what? Shoyge Groinus. This guy didn't have the Isser D'Oraisa of Bali Rabbi Motzean Yom Pesach. However, Rabbi Isai, the Chatam Lishitosoi, who holds what? The nature of the Isser D'Rabbanon is a what? Is a knockdown Yeshmeyayin, is a building a beautiful house, is a creativity, is an innovative thing. For what purpose I'm suggesting? To raise awareness of the concept of chametz. And therefore, I'm not going to get into specific details what your scenario was. Chametz is chametz. And this is part of our banner and our march and our Israeli Day Parade. Chametz is usher on Pesach, and it's going to be usher after Yom Tov if you don't take care of it. I'm sorry, I have rachmanis on you. I know that you just lost millions of dollars, but you know what? This was the takana that Chachazal Kavu made it, and it wasn't an extension and a function of what? Of an Isser D'Oraisa, Bayer Avay Matzei. It was a brand new takana. So therefore, the Rambam Lashitaso takes issue with the Ram and says, Bein B'Shogig, Bein B'Oinis, this brand new Isser is going to apply, and you have to deal with this. Yeah.
Who says you can't get enough from it?
The Gemara, yeah.
Does the Rambam hold, because of this new takana, he doesn't hold that it's a davar sheish matirin then? Or he does?
He does.
He still holds it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because the Rambam took it as not a practical issue, but the Rambam says the deraisa stopped, so that isser is now asur v'mashu, because it's yeshul matirin. Rabbi Yisai, that's the $1 million question. But here's another practical question. Comes along the Rabbeinu Menoyach. And the Rabbeinu Menoyach wants to discuss the following. What about other people? Libby, you messed up. Avi, you messed up. You didn't sell your chametz. Good. You didn't sell your chametz. But what about your neighbor? Can he eat your chametz? Can he take it? Can he use it? So Rabbi Isai comes along the Rabbeinu Menoyach, and the Rabbeinu Menoyach is not entirely sure. I'm telling you, Allah, Rabbi Isai, just bottom line, Psak Allah, we answer it to everyone. Not only you, but to everyone. But this was not entirely clear to all the Rishayim. Hadekaimulon, Rabbi Shimon, the Leikonis Elahecha, the Avraham Leah Bivad. Listen to the way the Rabbeinu Menoyach starts off his piece. What does Rabbeinu Menoyach sound like? The only time you violate it, the only time you're usser is what? Where you violated the usser. V'ikali yune, and one should really analyze. V'chamit shal yisrael shabu lava pesach, shu usser afilu ba'anah, that you can't get any pleasure from it. Mishum knos ahol v'avar le yisrael acher shalo avar le ma'u. As for Rabbeinu Menoyach, it's not entirely clear from the Gemara whether or not a neighbor or someone else that didn't violate the usser couldn't get pleasure from it. Or can you eat it? For Avzal Havi B'Sifrat Shuvas Harif Shumutal Yisrael Acher Miu Is the Meir Loli Sura Beislu Dvarim Bahay Dar Minon Bar Kam Dechulin Chamsun Shalav Yaver Acher Pesach Mutar Miad Neishem Machlifin Yisach Day Dli Yisrael Acher Shari Amay Yitzchuk Lemeimer Time And Neishem Machlifin Elav Shmamin Adafil Yisrael Acher Aser. So he's not sure. He wants to bring a raya from the Gemara Chulin, from a language of the Gemara Chulin. But Lemaisa, bottom line, what do I want from this Rabbeinu Menoyach? Rabbi Yisai, Rabbeinu Menoyach contended and suggested that it's not 100% clear. Now, Rabbi said, bottom line, all the Rabbanim that will speak to you, they'll say, it's clear, because that's the way Psak Halach. But I'm showing to you that the Rishonim had a possibility of not prohibiting it from everyone. Why? What should that be based on, Rabbi said? If it's a raising of awareness, so then it's across the board. Like the Rambam says, Ben Mishoyi Ben Ba'inis, and it should be also for everyone. There's an awareness that chametz is a problem in innovative din. If it's an extension of your aveira and your ba'ira ba'imotze, perhaps one could suggest that it's the guy who violated gets that aveira. It's the guy who had that isser d'oraisa that was extended from that now has the residual isser of the isser d'rabbanan that was extended to the weekdays as well. Nachanaf kamina. Bottom line, I'm going to say that that's also Rabbi Yisai, but for our analysis, that perhaps is totally on this machlokes. Rabbi Yisai, another nafkamina, I'd like to suggest. This is going to show up
I guarantee you, in each and every one of your kitchens, and you will have this shayla. Erase. Go back, Rabbi Say, before Darish is Matir. Lamaisa, everyone's got to cook for Shabbos right now. It's after Pesach. Everyone's got to cook for Shabbos. And you're going to go back in, Baruch Hashem, and you go back into, oh no, I forgot to sell this closet. I totally forgot to sell that. I forgot to sell this apartment. I forgot to sell my chametz. You know what? Bread in there, that's posh, in the garbage. Right? All the chametz, the cereal, that's chametz, and that's... What about the ingredients? What about those mixtures? What about those oils, those that have certain ingredients that have what? Chametz within a what? Within a taruvus, within a mixture. Does chametz shalor al pesach apply to a mixture as well? What's that like for everybody? Say? Comes along the Rambam. And the Rambam says as follows. Let's see the Gemara first. Amar Rava, Rav Shimon Kanes Kakanes, Hold Avar Levi Rabbi Yimatzi, Hani Mili Be'ene. That's Chametz Be'en. Aval Yidei Taroves Lo. Yes! Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? Guess what the Gemara in Yud Aleph said? Gemara in Daf Lamed of an Aleph, source Yud Aleph. What did the Gemara just say? If it's Chametz through Taroves, there's no din of what? Chametz Shavala Pesach. Great. Look at the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai. Yud Beis. Chametz Nesar B'davar Acher Tech HaPesach Be'im Mino Be'im Shalom Mino Hareza Aser B'Koshu V'chametz Shal Yisrael Shavala Pesach. That's us. Chametz Shal Yisrael that wasn't dealt with. Afal Pishu Aser B'Ana, even though you can't get benefit from it, it's the real McCoy, it's Aser. Im Nesarev Be'im Mino Be'im Shalom Mino Hareza Mutu La'ochla Acher HaPesach Shalom Kansu V'Aser Ela B'chametz Atmo Avata Robes Mutar Ma'achil Acher HaPesach. What does the Rambam pass in everybody say? That is what?
That's fine.
That it's fine because it's what?
Taruvus.
It's a taruvus, like the Gemara. Good? Rabbi, so we're sailing well. Ingredients, taruvus, mixtures, relax. Don't relax. Source Yud Gimel. Zok the Hele Gatur, the Halacha. La'achar ha-pesach bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino batal b'shishim. Ha'afilu sh'ayye b'e'ena b'nis'ar v'achar ha-pesach batal. And even if it existed on Pesach and it got mixed up after Pesach, as long as it's in a mixture of what? Of what, Rabbi Isai?
60
times. That's what the Torah says. Rabbi Isai, what is the problem with the Torah? I have a problem with the Torah. I know I have a problem with the Torah. I understand the Rambam. Who understands the Torah? Anyone here understand the Torah? What?
Yeah.
No, before we get to the Lamas. Who understands the Torah? What do you mean?
I said Batul Bashishim doesn't matter.
Batul Bashishim is Bashogi.
What was
Bashogi
doing on? Let's say it was Bashogi.
That's the Taruvus. That's what the Gemara meant by what
it said. Oh! Says Mickey, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara clearly said what? Chomet Sha'avar Allah Pesach is what? Is Aser Be'en, if it's existing in its original form. But the second that it exists, al yedei taruvus in a mixture, chametz shalva pesach is no longer what? Is no longer aser. And therefore the Rambam says, as long as it's in a taruvus, I'm codifying that gemara, I'm making that into halacha, and therefore relax. All your ingredients, all your mixtures in the closet, all your bottles that have chametz ingredients, relax. You didn't sell it, don't worry about it. Doesn't apply. The loaf of bread is a problem. Pizza is a problem. But this is not chametz ben, this is chametz of a taruvus. Yet the Torah says it needs to be Batul Bashishim. Who can come up to the answer with the Torah, if I say?
Is classifying Taruvus as Batul Bashishim?
Yeah, but then what? No, that's
its definition.
But the Gemara said Taruvus is Mutter.
Yeah, well, what is Taruvus? According to the Torah, it's Batul Bashishim.
Right. So why is he doing that? Meaning, the Gemara... Why is the Torah disagreeing with that, Rabbi Say? What are the Torah?
How do you understand the Gemara?
Oh. The Gemara says Chametz Be'en is Aser. Right? Chametz Ayyidei Taruvus is Mutter. The Rambam understood that meant any type of Mutter.
any type mixture is now going to be mutter, even if it's just
rope?
Even if it's no, even if it's as long as it's rope.
The Gemara didn't say
right.
That.
That's true. However, says the tour, the Gemara is just trying to tell you, don't go with the regular standards of what
rope.
Of what.
No,
don't go with the regular standards of what?
Chametz.
Of chametz. What's chametz usually, Aser? Aser b'mashu. So came along the chiddush of the Gemara and said, Al yidei taroves, it's mutter over here. What does taroves mean?
Of course not.
Taroves of Pesach taroves. And therefore what? It's going to be mutter with shishim. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. But less than shishim, says the Tur, it's still going to be aser. Says the Rambam, no, that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant mixture versus not mixture. Any taruvis, as long as the majority is mutter item, that's going to be mutter. Rabbi Yisai says the Tur, that's impossible. You're dealing with what? And now I'm going to quote Merwis at the first line of the shir. You're dealing with a chetadi surah, says the Tur. In Chet of these surahs, in Shreif, in Macholos HaSuras, what do you need to kasher your item to make sure that it's mutter? You need at least what? Shishim. So therefore the Torah can never envision a possibility of having less than Shishim over here. Who's not bothered by such an issue? Who's under the impression that what? We're not dealing with a Chet of these surah over here. Who's not saying that there's any Shreif in your Tarobis? Who's of the opinion that all this is a Knas to raise awareness on the Gavra, but the Chetza is not an extension of an Issa D'Oraisa of Treif that would need Shishim against it?
The Rambam.
The Rambam. And I have no saliva left in my mouth. The Rambam is Lishitosa. The Rambam who held the nature of the Knas Chachomin is a brand new, innovative, creative Isser. It doesn't have to go through the regular rules and regulations, kashrus, and doesn't need shishim. And when the Gemara said taruvis, it meant any type of taruvis, because now it still has that issue of raising awareness. Raising awareness pertains to that loaf of bread, that slice of pizza, that chametz that's intact, that's be'en, that's not in the mixture. Once any chametz is in any mixture whatsoever, no matter what the status of that mixture is, no matter what the ratio of that mixture is, it's not a problem with the raising of awareness issue. Because that's not screaming out, hi, I'm chametz, and I existed on Pesach. That's not what Chazal were bothered by. But whereas the Tur obviously understood, that's not the only issue over here. There's Hilchos Kashrus over here. There's Treif over here. There's something Metuah over here. There's something that needs to be dealt with by the same Rav that deals with all the other Milchik and Fleshik and Basar V'Cholav issues of Kashrus, of Batla B'Shishim. Therefore, the Torah could never envision anything less than a Taruvus of Shishim. The Rambam is Lishitoso in another Maramok. Rabbi Yisai, and this is my favorite Maramok.
Who made the Chiluk of what you said.
This Chakira was, I found for the first time in Reb Aryeh Leib Malin. This was this Chakira.
Yes.
That's where I found this Chakira. But Rabbi Yisai, this Shaila came up in Rashi and Tosis, and this Sugya came up relevant, Halacha L'maisa, on this Yantar. As I was walking into the hotel in New Hampshire, I got a phone call. Someone who many of you guys did a Mechiras Chametz with me, right? Mm-hmm. So I some of the people that were away, right, I told you there were two types of Mechiras you could do. You could do Mechira before Leil Yadalit, so you don't even have a Chovas Bedika on it, right? And usually what I do is I say, with the exception of one room, that you should do the mitzvah on that room. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you sell the entire house and you only own one room on the night of Yadalid, so you take care of that mitzvah in that one room, and you don't have to bother yourself with the entire house. Okay? Fine. Those of you that weren't able to do that, so then they just sold, and they were trying to do a kind of mitzvah in whatever way they could. But that's what I do with people who are going to be in their houses on Leil Yadalid. If you're not going to be in your houses, so then you do a regular mitzvah before you leave. But and the people that are going to be there on Leil Yadalid, but they're not going to be there for the rest of Yom Tov, and they don't want to bother themselves with the entire bedika on the whole area that they're not going to be using on Yom Tov anyways. So they do a bedika in one room, and then they sell the rest of the house. So therefore, the rest of the house, since they sell it, if I would sell to Leiby my house before Pesach, and we do a full-fledged sale, then what? and I don't have a chiyuv bedika on something I don't own. So what happened was, the person had to come back on Pesach to a house that they sold. So what's the problem, everybody say? So number one, it's not theirs. It's a Shiloh of Gezel. So Baruch Hashem, we called, we've made sure, and the arrangements were made, and John Brown gave permission for the person to go back to the house. What's the other problem, everybody say? He didn't do a what? He didn't do a bedika. Does bedikas chametz exist post the night of the 14th? Post the day of the 14th? Does bedikas chametz exist on Pesach?
Well,
so there is a Mishnah.
Why does it even matter? It's not still his. Even if he got permission to go in.
Why does it matter? It's number one. His. Number it's one. Still, number still, one. Still, number one. You're not allowed to have chametz of a non-Jew up and around in your house.
It's not his house.
Gemara said, oh, I got permission to go back to the house.
You got permission, but it's still not his house.
I'm buying back. I'm buying back the house.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, I'm not a ganav. It would be 2 years
there.
No, he's staying there now. He's you.
Why can he stay there as a shul?
So, the Mishnah says, Chachamim Omrim, Lo Badak or Arbasar. If you didn't check the night of the 14th, what should you do, Rabosai? You look by Arbasar. You come into the hotel, it's Erev Yantif, Rabosai. I told you guys all, you should check before. Lo Badak by Arbasar, Yivdok B'toch HaMoed. If you didn't check on the 14th, what is it? What? So when should you check, Rabosai? B'toch HaMoed. What does B'toch HaMoed mean? What did B'toch HaMoed mean?
After the 6th hour.
Says Rashi, after the 6th hour. Which means when? Erev Pesach. Is that a weird way to call something B'soch HaMoed?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said, if I asked you to translate this Mishnah B'soch HaMoed, what would you have translated before this Rashi? I would have Yontif, Anyontif.
Anywhere
on the 7 days. If you didn't check it yet, check it right away. B'soch HaMoed. Now, I'm telling you, Rabbi Isai, and this is where the mistake of not tearing Kriya on Erev Shabbos in Yerushalayim came from, that has highly questionable sources, and I'm telling you that if you come on a Friday morning to the Kotel, you probably should tear Kriya, and there is no heter called Erev Shabbos. The mistake, Rabbi Shechter always says, the mistake was Atu Erev Pesach. Because Erev Pesach halachically even has ramifications in Hilchos Avelus. Because Erev Pesach is the one Erev Yontif that's different than every other Yontif. Why? Because Erev Pesach, you already cut your Avelus, not from Yontif, but when? From Erev Yontif. Why? Because Erev Pesach was a Yontif. Why was Erev Pesach a Yontif? Because they brought the Karban Pesach. So you already cut your Avelus, not from the actual Yontif, but from the Erev Yontif itself. So that could be a logic of why Rashi was not so bothered by calling the B'soch HaMoed from 6 hours and nine. But comes along Tesis and proves that that's not what B'soch HaMoed meant, and the Pashtus means throughout Pesach. Right? But Rabbi Isai, here's the problem. The Mishnah says, Im loy badach B'soch HaMoed, yivdoik what? La'achar HaMoed. According to Rashi, La'achar HaMoed makes a lot of sense. Why? Because it's still relevant, it's still Pesach, there still is an Isser Chametz that is existing on Pesach. According to Tosis, that understands B'soch HaMoed to mean when? To mean Yontif, not Erev Yontif. So what's La'achar HaMoed? Today! There's a mitzvah B'dikas Chametz today if you didn't check your house. How's that possible, Rabbi Isai? How's that possible? How does one understand that? What in the world is Tyson saying? B'dikas chametz hayoy? B'dikas chametz today? That's ludicrous. Maybe it's not so ludicrous. Maybe the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, Rabbi Isai, is what? Is exactly our machloikis that we set up. Rashi held that chametz inherently is a Pesach Rika halacha. And B'dikas chametz could only exist when? When chametz is relevant. Tosfos held that no, the Knas Chachomim was an extension of that original Isser, Ad Kedei Kach, that the strokes that you take, that you make before Pesach, for the Isurim that exist on Chometz of Pesach, will exist and will be metaking in order to carry through on this extension, and we're going to make a bedikas chometz even when it's not relevant, even when the tzibas and the reasons why we're being metaking bedikas chometz are not relevant anymore. But once we're extending the Isser Chametz, what goes along with that extension of the Isser Chametz? The mitzvahs that go along with it. The Bedikas Chametz as well. And that concept of Chametz extends itself and exists and is an extension from that Isser D'Oraisa, like the Shita of the Ran that we presented up until now, like the Shita of the Tur. And therefore you can even envision a mitzvah Bedikas Chametz even La'achar HaPesach. Rabbi Isai, you have something mayridik here. You have Rishonim that are telling you Chazal took an experience, took an unbelievable revelation that we had throughout the Shivas Yomim, and they said this can even extend itself and exists la'achar zman into your back to reality, into your whole days, into your weekdays, and into the rest of your life. Don't just let the yontif of Pesach pass you by. Don't just let that diet, that food that you ate the whole yontif, and now make that, you know what, it was nice, I said some divrei Torah, I had a beautiful experience in Eretz Yisrael. I had a certain service from the Leil HaSeder, but now it's gone. Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to share with you an Avnei Nezer. And with this, I think this is the Kavonas HaRabbeinu Shel Olam in this week's Parsha, following often the Yontif of Pesach. More often than not, the Parsha immediately following Pesach is the Parsha of Shmir. Why is that? So I always was thinking about that, why that should be. And I think the answer is as follows. See, the Avnei Nezer says something fascinating. The Avnei Nezer says that the Rambam says a fascinating chiddush. If a person takes a shvua that I'm not going to eat for 7 days, before the 7 days pass by, before we even give the guy a chance to fulfill his promise, what do we give him? Malchus. Lashes. He already violates his promise.
It's not possible.
It's not possible not to eat for 7 days. Azai Zafir Rahman says the Avnei Nezer, if that's the case, that's true in the world of Yiddishkeit as well. We eat matzah, which represents the Meichel de Menusa, the Meichel de Ma'asasta, the Meichel that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Meichel that has no haughtiness, that has no Yetzer Hara, that really just connects us, Lechem Oini, totally depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the night of belief, Leil Shimurim, Leil Emuna. And what happens? We eat that for 7 days. The Yetzer Hara has no way to find itself into our diet during that week of Pesach. We are totally removed from any interaction with the Yetzer Hara based on our diet for 7 days. Says the Avnei Nezer, if that's the case, so then the Yetzer Hara, we now just set ourselves a boost, and we just set ourselves up that now we've just created something that was impossible. You think that you can't eat for 7 days? You just created yourself to be a brand new person. Something which is so impossible. Those guys that have to go on a diet, they're convinced you have to lose weight. You have to go on a diet. And the child and the kid says to his parent, I can't. I just can't do it. I can't stop eating. You know what the critical part of the diet is? That first week. Because you prove to yourself that you're a new Bria. That you now are a person that can now remove themselves from that world of eating those caloric things, of eating those fattening foods, and now you prove to yourself from that week that I could do something that's impossible. That's exactly what the Rambam's telling you not eating for 7 days. That's impossible. Says the Avnei Nezer, I just did and I just achieved the impossible. I ate non-Yetzer Hara food. I ate non-Hori foods. I stayed connected with my Macholim for the entire Yontif of Pesach for a week. And I proved to myself that I did the what? I did the impossible. I didn't eat such foods for a week. I made myself into a new barrier, into a new person. Comes along the aftermath of the Yontif of Pesach. The Parsha a day after the Yontif. Parsha Shmin. And what does the Rabbeinu Shalom say? Don't lose the extension of Pesach. Don't lose that mouth, that holy lips that you created with a Pesach, with a Vigadita, with that connection of those Macholim that are Makusha to the Amishter. Don't lose it. With a Parsha Shmini of teaching you, I'm going to teach you all the different Jewish and divine diets that I'm going to give you because I took you out of Mitzrayim and I made you different and I made you this new barrier, this new creation on the Yontif of Pesach. I proved to you that on Pesach that you can make yourself into someone that you thought you couldn't be, that you thought you could never achieve, that you can reach heights that you've proved to yourself that you never thought you could do. Now continue it into the Parsha of Shmini, says the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ki ani amaleh eschem Mitzrayim. Why do I teach you Hilchos Kashrus? Why do I have such details in this Parsha about the difference between sphins and scales and chewing its cud and not? And all the halachas of Machos Asuras that's found here, Rabbi Yisai, the Parsha immediately following the Yontif of Pesach. Why? Because you have a mouth that is now coming from a Pesach, from a Yontif of Pesach. You are now an extension of this Yontif, and the Yontif is not over. Chometz Shavuot HaPesach is an extension of this halacha. And the Avnei Nezer is telling you something, that you are a new Bria. You are a new creation. Don't lose that mouth. Don't lose that Pesach. Don't lose that Vigadita. Don't lose that mouth that has been on such with such holy foods that the Yetzer Hara has not been able to connect with. To rise the dough. That's exactly what the Radvaz tells us, what the Isser of Chometz is based on. It's all about the Satan, it's all about the Yetzer Hara, it's the source of Issa, like the Gemara Brachos tells us. Haughtiness, Averis. Don't lose that. Chachomim extended it. Bring it into Parsha Shmini. Bring it into understanding why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Hilchos Kashrus. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you different than everyone else. You know, Rabbi said there's a famous maisa. A person came to a Rav. There's different versions of who the Rav was. A person said, I don't understand. You're telling me that Parsha Shmini makes sense? You're telling me that this is going to affect me? I have a Goyisha partner that sits there eating Big Macs with cheese on top of it. And there's chaylev and there's macholos asuris and he drinks a glass of milk at the same time. He's the healthiest guy. He's running in the marathon. Push it, running in the marathon. There's no problem with this. How can we argue that this is something that's going to affect us? You know what the Rav answers him, Mickey? The Rav answers him, you know what else? Go and try eating hay for 3 months. The horses are great. They're doing excellent. They're so strong. They also run in the marathons. But you know what? The Rabbeinu Shalom created them differently. Their guf is a different creation. And therefore they respond and they need different nutrients. The Rabbeinu Shalom created you different than that person. Kuzari tells us that there are 5 levels of creation. We all know the 4 levels. The doimim, the inanimate object. The tzaymeach, the vegetation. The chai, the animal. And the medaber, the human being. Says the Kuzari, it's wrong. There's a 5th level of creation. It's called Yisrael. And Yisrael does not have the same diet and does not respond and will have an allergic reaction to those same foods. And you know when that started? On the Yontif of Pesach. That's exactly what the Rabbeinu Shalom says in the last 3 psukim in this week's parsha. The Yisem K'doshim. Don't eat that same food. Right at the end, the climax of all Hilchos Kashrus. Ki ani amal eschem, ki kadosh ani, because you have tzelem Elokim. Because you're that first category. Because your body responds differently to all of those foods. Because you don't eat hay. Just like the horse. Because you're different. Shliach in this world, and you're an emissary of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you have a shlichus. So carry out what existed on Yom Tov Pesach. Recognize that we prove to ourselves on Yom Tov Pesach that we can exist in a reality without all of that haughtiness. Without all of that other junk that exists in the world, physically on the food, but also in depth, what it represents in our lives. And let's extend the Yontif of Pesach into our aftermath of the Pesach now. And Emir Tzashem, get a geschmack from Parsha Shmini and be proud of the fact that there's a concept called Timtum Aleif. There's a concept that we have an allergic reaction to a different diet because we are the fifth level of creation. Yeshikayach Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai, Mirtza Hashem, Sunday, we will be going stark. I am telling you right now, I am aiming for at least till Daf Lamed Tes